Okay, so we're on Daf Nun Chet tonight. Yibamot Nun Chet, that's 58. So if you remember yesterday, we spoke about a machloket between Rav and Shmuel about Yesh Chupa L'Psulot or Ein Chupa L'Psulot. So the way Rashi explained it is the means if you have a woman, no Erusin takes place, but you have a woman who's, let's say, a Bat Kohen, and let's say she's an Almana. And the Kohen Gadol puts her in a chuppah. So the way Rashi takes the chuppah is definitely not a kinyan, but does the act of taking it to a chuppah, does that terminate her right to truma? In other words, we saw already we had a machloket, excuse me, we had a machloket in the Mishnah between Reb Meir and Reb Lazar Reb Shimon about if you have kiddushin with that woman, does it terminate her right? Reb Meir says it does, and Reb Lazar Shimon say no, it doesn't. So here, Rav holds, and the way the article explains it, Rav is saying leave it to Kuli Alma. In other words, even Reb Lazar Reb Shimon will agree, according to Rav, ish chuppah that if he puts her in a chuppah, and it means chuppah is like lining her up for bia, not that he's having bia necessarily with her, but he's lining her up for bia. So then the chuppah has a legal force and impact that it will terminate her right to truma. In other words, she's doing something that's wrong and that will terminate her right to truma. And Shmuel holds, according to everybody, ein chuppah l'psula, because it's not necessarily true that she'll have intimate relations with this fellow following the chuppah. So therefore, the right is not terminated. So that's the machlok between Rav and Shmuel. Then at the bottom of the Amud on the Zion of Days, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Yesh Chuppah L'Psula Bana Machloket Reb Meir Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. Rami Bar Chama, and we went through this yesterday, he tried to link this Machloket or this topic, whether Chuppah L'Psula or not, to our Mishnah, and the Gemara rejected the analogy. So I'm going to pick up now on Nun Chet Amud Aleph around the 10th line, which is where we left off yesterday, okay? So the first word line is Ella. Okay, Nun Chet Amud Aleph, 58a, the first word line is Ella. So the Gemara says, Ella, Ikla Neymar, the Pluta Tahani tonight. If you're going to say that the issue of whether there's Chuppah L'Psula or not is Machloket tonight, Mistama, it's in the following Braisa. And the Braisa says to Tanya, Nisu Zubazuk Sherub that these and those got married. It means you have women who were kasher for kahuna and women who were pasul for kahuna, but they got married to a kohen kasher. Or they went into a chuppah with him, but they didn't have relations with him. So he has to support them. He says, but ochlot betruma, and they eat truma. So we have to kind of clarify what the Bryce is talking about. We think right now in the Havamina that Nisu, we think, means they were fully married and they had intimate relations. And Nisu the Chuppah Nivla was a different case. So the Gemara first says, Nithasu, the cloud the Nisu Mamash. So from the fact that Tana gives me two cases, and the second case is the first case, we think Nisu must mean they were fully married and they had relations. But how could that be? We know that if a Psula, let's say a Grusha, let's say a woman is a Grusha and she's a Bat Kohen and she's marrying a Kohen and they go through Nisuin, so she cannot eat Truma and her rights to eating Truma are terminated. So that can't be. Is it not that the pshat in the Braisa is that it's one case in the Braisa, not two cases in the Braisa. So when the Tana of the Braisa says nisu zubazuk sherod psulod, that they married sherod and psulod, or it means they married sherod or psulod. In other words, a kohen marries either one, i.e. nithnasu l'chuppah lo nivlu. They just in chuppah, but they didn't have bia. He says v'katani ochlot mishlo v'ochlot betruma, and we see the Tana says they eat. Under those circumstances, he has to support them, and they eat truma. So here you have a case where the woman went through a chuppah, and even more than the previous case we were speaking about, they went through erusin and a chuppah, below nivelu, and it does not in any way impact or undercut her right to eat truma. So that seems to say this opinion, which is the which is the Tanakhama, seems to hold that kuppah has no impact on the eating of truma. Now the Braisa continues. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan broke the Omer, kol shebi yatama achilata, kupatama achilata. Now Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan broke is really talking about a slightly different case. Let's say where she's a Bat Yisrael and she's marrying a Kohen. So he says, kol shebi yatama achilata, that if her bia, in other words, the bia l'shem Yisuin, l'shem chuppa, would cause her to eat truma, kupatama achilata. So then the bia and the chuppa also causes her to eat truma. Here we're doing where she's not eating truma and she wants to go to stage to eat truma. So that would do it. The chuppah alone would cause her to eat truma. The chosha ain't biyatam akilata, if it's the bia wouldn't cause her to eat truma because it's a, you know, an illicit marriage, ain't chuppatam akilata. So then we think, he says the chuppah doesn't cause her to eat truma. So he, Lechora, holds that chuppah is a significant legal event. So again, we had a machloket earlier in the Gemara between Rabbi Shmuel whether a chuppah is posel or not, whether a chuppah, you know, affects such a legal change that it would terminate somebody's right to truma. So we saw in the ratio of the Mishnah, chuppah was a zero, and so we said Tana Kama holds has no impact, right? That would be similar to the sheet of Shmuel, and then we saw that Rabbi Yochanan Broka says that the chuppah is significant, and that we think would be like the shita of Ra. So the Gemara, so if that's the case, so it's really machloket between machloket tanaim. Although the way the Arsu was saying before, Rab and Shul were saying that all tanaim held their way, but you get the shita though. So the Gemara says now, focusing on the last part of the Braisa about Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, the Gemara doesn't question that the Tana Kama holds that chuppah is a nullity in terms of this halacha. But it does question the part about Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. He says, "My Dilma, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, to Rabbi Meir Svirle. Maybe he really holds like the Tan Rabbi Meir, who we had yesterday. Damar Kiddushin lo Achlo. He says that it's not the chuppah isn't the key thing, that once somebody does Kiddushin with somebody who's prohibited to them, so then that terminates the right to Truma. He says, somebody unmuted themselves and needs to mute themselves, but I'm going to help you out. Okay. He says, Damar Kiddushin lo Achlo. So Gemara says, if that would be his opinion, that the Kiddushin is a significant act, and not necessarily the Chuppah, Hai Kol She'in Biyatah Ma'achilatah, he should say that instead of that the Biyah doesn't cause her to eat because it was an illicit relationship, Ein Chuppatah Ma'achilatah, the chuppah doesn't cause her to eat. Kol she'ein bia tama achilatah, he should say that if the bia does not cause her to eat, ein kaspa machilatah. Kaspa meaning the money received, the kesef kiddushin that she received. Nibailai. So in other words, the language in the Braisa does not seem to conform within the sheet of the Tana, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, doesn't seem to conform with an idea that he's focused on Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, Dilma, Aidi Damar Tana Kama Chuppah, Amar Yunami Chuppah. Maybe it was for stylistic reasons that he chose the word Chuppah. In other words, the Tana Kama is focused on Chuppah. Tana Kama says that they continue to eat Truma, and if they just have a Chuppah without Bia, they continue to eat Truma. Since the Tana Kama mentioned Chuppah, so he mentioned chuppah in the sefer, but he doesn't really mean chuppah. He really means kiddushin. So it's not mukhra from the second opinion that's working with the idea about the chuppah, you know, posalit. But the first opinion we think we were online with. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts? So again,
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a question about truma and why it's held as such a high hallmark of all of the behaviors
truma is a privilege that the Torah records to Kohanim. The right. 24 manot, please listen, there are 24 manot kuhuna, 24 Kohanic gifts that a Kohen is entitled to. But if the person doesn't follow the rules of the road, then they forfeit the right to truma. That's it. It's a bar pashut.
But you're talking about the Kohen himself, not others. Just the Kohen.
Again, who is entitled to Truma? So the Kohen is entitled to Truma. And a woman who's a Bat Kohen until she's married is also entitled to Truma. So we're talking about the conduct of people who otherwise are entitled to Truma or would be entitled to Truma.
Because of their connection to the Kohen, obviously.
Right. Or if she's a Bas Yisrael and she marries a Kohen, then she's entitled to Truma. But once you come into the Truma, you know, you have to follow the rules of the road. Okay. Any other questions, comments, thoughts, and anything we did?
You were going to review it before the question.
I don't know. So we're talking about the significance of chuppah. So we quoted a brisa, and the Tanakhama of the brisa says that if a Kohen marries somebody who's prohibited to him, but doesn't have relations with her, but just goes through chuppah, that she still eats truma. So it shows that Tanakhama doesn't think that chuppah is a significant, you know, action, you know, to terminate somebody's right to truma. Okay, that's Tanakhama. Then Rav Shmuel ben Oshem Nechum Broka, we thought that he thought that chuppah was significant because he said, if you would have bia with the woman, let's say the shame he's doing, it couldn't cause it to eat truma, the chuppah wouldn't cause it to eat it. But the Gemara said, maybe he doesn't really mean chuppah, he really means kiddushin. So he's not focused on chuppah. So it's not looking right from there. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right, I'm going to move on. Now, okay, we're up to Amar Rav Amram. Okay, so we're midway down the column, Amar Rav Amram. Amar Rav Amram, Hamilta Amar Lan Rav Sheshet. Rav Amram said, the following thing was said to us by Rav Sheshet. Van Harinu La'ini Rimat Nitin. He illuminated our eyes from the Mishnah, meaning Rav Sheshet stated Halacha. We had the same B2E on Daf Nun Vav 2 days ago Rav Sheshet stated Halacha, and he brought a proof to the Halacha from a Mishnah. And as a result of his proof from the Mishnah, it like illuminated our eyes concerning the Mishnah. So here's the halacha. Yesh chuppah l'psula. So Rav Sheshet says this chuppah l'psula, meaning Rav Sheshet is aligned up with Rav, right? Rav said yesh chuppah l'psula, that when you go through a chuppah, if a Kohen does, like with a woman, let's say like a grusha, so, and she's the Bat Kohen, so she forfeits her right to truma. The Tana Tuna and our Tana taught as follows. Now, here he quotes Mishnah from Masechet Sota, which will be the subject of the rest of today's daf, or most of the, or a big piece of the daf. The Tana Tuna, Ruso Nasua, Shemirti Avamu Kenusa. So this is talking about a Sota and people who learn Daf Yomi may recall. A woman should never be miyached with a man, and a woman shouldn't be alone with a man, but sometimes a husband. He doesn't like the woman hanging around with a certain person. He says to her, "Al tisteri im ploni. I don't like you hanging around with Zebulun. I don't want you around Zebulun." If she then is alone with Zebulun and Adam testifies that she's alone with Zebulun, then he can, you know, bring her to the Bezdin in Yerushalayim where they give her the water, and then it was mixed with the cloth, with the parchment, and then the you know, it's a klala and it dissolves, and then she drinks it. And then, if she was engaged in illicit relations, so she dies as a result of drinking it. And there's a whole discussion, but the Ramban in his Parish of Chumash says that you never have any other instance other than this where in the judicial process it relies on a miracle, but this it does. Okay, so now at the time that she's brought for the judgment, we give her a shua. She takes a shua that she didn't engage in illicit relations. So the Tana of the Mishnah says, "Amen." The woman's going to say, "Amen, amen." So it sounds like more than one shua. So, "Amen." Shlosatiti arusa unasua. That I never strayed when I was an arusa or an asua. Shemerit Yavam or Kenusa. I didn't stray when I was a Shemerit Yavam. They're waiting for Yibum or Kenusa after he took me in from Yibum. That's the end of the Mishnah. Hi, Arusa, Hefidami. What's the case of Arusa? Elaimat the Kani Lachi Arusa. And here the Bach ends on the words, the Istatra. So, what is the fact situation? If the husband gave her a warning when she was just an arusin. Remember, the women stay with their husband's family for a year after they arusin, and only then they can be suin. So if he said to her when she's an arusin, it's history of Ploni, and then is Tatra, then she was alone with Ploni, the Kamashka Lakshi Arusa, and he's giving her the water when she's, or the best is giving her the water when she's an arusa, arusa about Mishtaini, is an arusa an eligible candidate to drink the Mesota Ratnan? We learn in a different Mishnah in Masechet Sota. Arusa v'shemer yavam lo shoto v'lo lo ketuba. Then an arusa doesn't drink the water, and a shemer yavam doesn't drink the water, but v'lo lo lo ketuba. In other words, as a result of, in other words, if he said don't be alone with her, and she was alone with the guy, so but presumably he'll divorce her. So then she doesn't get the ksuba. Well, in other words, she forfeits the right to ksuba. So the reason for that is the Torah says, "Va'aki sati tachat ishech." You strayed tachat ishech, under the jurisdiction of your husband. So she's not under the jurisdiction of the husband until after the nisuin. So she's not in the parsha for mei sota. Ella, the Gemara says, "The kani lakshi arusa." So it must be. So what is the case where she says? She's taking a shrua. I didn't stray when I was an arusa. So she says, Ella, the kani lakshi arusa. He gave her the warning when she was an arusa. The istatra. And then she was alone. The kamashka lakshi nisua. And then he waits till she does nisuin. And then at that point, he brings it down to the bezdin. So the Gemara says, but mi bat kilamaya. Would the water work under those circumstances? Bahatanya. So at the end of Parshat Sota, which is Parshat Naso, it says, the man will be absolved of Avera. If the man is not guilty of an Avera, then then the water checks out the way. And we must have an area related to this, like sexual relations. Otherwise, it doesn't work. So if she's alone, he says, don't be alone in cloning. And then he sees that she's alone with Ploni, and he says, you know, that's bad news. The Adam store alone with Ploni. So now he's not allowed to have relations with her anymore. But if he does nisuin, then he's having relations with her. So the water wouldn't work under those circumstances either. So again, we don't understand what the case in the Mishnah is. Amishnos titi arusa. Elo, the kani lakshi arusa. Whereas it must be that he gave her a warning when she was arusa. The istatra, and then she was alone. The nitzasal chupa, and then she went to chupa below nivola, and she didn't have relations with the husband. So now we're getting to where we want to get. So again, Rav Sheshet said yesh chupa lepsula. That we see that chupa is a significant act for psula, women who are psula. Here, the psula is a woman, you know, acted inappropriately after erusin, so she's psula to him. And he didn't have relations with her, but nevertheless, now he can, you know, check her out with the Mesota. In other words, she's Tachani Sheikh, but he didn't come in there by having relations with her. So here the Gemara is sort of working off the idea we had before. Before we were talking, it's changing a little bit. Before we had the idea, Chuppah alone, without Erusin. Here the Gemara is saying, that when we talk about the same topic, the chuppah l'psulot, it's saying, does the kinyan of chuppah work with the psula? So here's a woman who's a psula, but the chuppah works. The erusin, I'm doing chuppah with her, but it works. The chuppah l'psulot. So that's the riot we want to bring. So,
can I ask how it would work?
Let's pause for 1 second. Go ahead.
How did it work when they posited the Arusa and the Shomeret Yavam, who is warning her not to? What jurisdiction does he have over her? Just the Zika?
Yeah, so again.
Did he do Ma'amar?
Let's go slowly, okay? The Arusa has a husband, right? And right. She wants, and they needed to get it, they want to dissolve it. So he says to her, Altistri Imploni. That's exactly.
I got that one.
Okay, but now the Shomeret Yavam. Okay, right. Wait, let's be patient. Okay, the Shomer Yavam, there's a Yavam there. The Yavam says to her, Altistri Imploni. So that's it.
Did he do ma'amar with her?
We'll see. We'll see in the Gemara. We'll see. Let's be patient. Okay, now. All right. So we think we have a raya, yesh kupal psula. So we're 6 lines above from the bottom. Amarava. So if that's the, if this is everything we said is correct, then Rav Sheshet has a raya from the Mishnah, and it seems like a raya, I'll leave it to Rav, that yesh kupal psula. The chuppa is a legally effective mechanism, even with psula, with women who would be pasul to the person. Amarava, which is Bradhamatarastahi. Rava says, did you think that the Mishnah that we read above is a correctly formulated Mishnah? Bahaki Ati Rabbi Yaakov Bar Chanina Mitaroma. When Rabbi Yaakov Bar Chanina came from the south, Ati Ba'aiti Madit Yade, he brought along a Brisa with him. And the Brisa said, Mi Balade Ishaik, that you were Mizana with somebody other than your husband. Which, and Darshan, this is still part of the Brisa, Misha Kadma Shkivat Baal the Boel, that the waters are effective for somebody who had relations with the husband before the Boel. But not somebody who had relations with the paramour before the husband. So if that's the case, so we gave the ukimta to the Mishnah that it must be talking about a case where he gave her warning when she was arusa. And then he brought her, and then she was mizana, and then he brought her to the chuppah, but he didn't have bia with her. But this price says that wouldn't work because mibaladei sheikh, the husband has to have relations with her first. So Amarami Barchama, Mashkachadla, Rami Barchama says no, we can still have the case of the Mishnah as we have it. Kigon Shabala Arusa Bavedavia, where the Arusa, that the, in other words, the husband had relations, he couldn't hold himself back. He, it's Arusa, the Mapike, her Arus had relations with her in her father's house. In other words, he couldn't keep her hands off of her. So he illicitly had relations with her. So, and then, but they weren't Nisuin, and then she was Mizana with the paramour, and then he brought her to a chuppah. So he says, Mashkion Shabala, Rus Beirabia. So the Gemara says, so then that would work. So we have a case where the fact pattern works out, and we fill the raya for Rav. So the Gemara says, but wait, the Chabat Hagav Shomer Yavam, what would be the analogous case by Shomer Yavam? And that was the Mishnah said, I have two cases, right? One case, let's take a look back. I didn't want to Shomer Yavam Kedusa. So what's so the analogous case by Shomer Yavam would be Shabala Yavam Beit Chamia. That would mean the Yavam had relations with her when she was still in her father's house. Turn page, top line on Minchat Beis. So the Gemara says Shomer Yavam Karibla. Would you call it Shomer Yavam Ishtama Al Yehi? Once he has relations with her, then she's not a Shomer Yavam anymore. She's his wife. And she's out of the Parsha Yibam. He says, Daha Amar Rav, Kana Lakol. Rav says, once you have the act of Bia, even, remember we learned Shogeg or Mazid, whatever, she's fully his wife. So the Gemara says, perhaps we could say, in order to, you know, hold on to all our Pshatim, that Rav Sheshet is learning the Mishnah like Shmuel did. Shmuel da Amar lo kana the Barma Murim b'Parsha. Shmuel says that when you say that you do like this inferior type of bia, it's not for everything. It's just for the things that are written in the Parsha. And I remember to Yarshan her, and what was the other thing that I had?
He's Kona her, and he Yarshan's the brother.
What was it again? Say again.
He's Kona her, and he's Yarshan the brother.
Wait. So to pater her from Yibam is what Shmuel says, okay? So it paters her from Yibam so that if he divorces her, she's done with Yibam. If he dies, she's done with Yibam. Those are the things that Shmuel says, okay? So we have a way to explain the Mishnah, you know, utilizing all these things, then we still have a proof. So the Gemara says, Midi Hutama El Rav. Who are we trying to bring in proof for? And there's Rav Sheshet, who's trying to bring proof that Chuppah is not Kona. And Rav, that's like Rav. So he's trying to bring proof for Rav. So Ha'am Rav, Kana Lakol. But Rav says it's Kana Lakol, so it's not Shtim Nois. So the Gemara says, Hakabai Askinan, Kiyonda Ababa Ma'amar, Beit Shammai. So the Gemara says that we'll have to say the case in the Mishnah is that he did Ma'amar with her. Now there's a machlok. Rashi has two pshatim on this. So Rashi's preferred pshat is he did Ma'amar with her. And Tana Mishnah is going to be Shammai, holds that Ma'amar is a Kinyan Doraisa, that Ma'amar is a Kinyan Doraisa. So, in those circumstances, we will say that, in other words, he the Avam did Ma'amar with her. He didn't have relations with her. So, but nevertheless, the Ma'amar is the equivalent of being Tachad Ishek under her jurisdiction. Once he does Ma'amar, according to Beit Shammai, since Ma'amar is a Kinyan Doraisa, and in terms of him having relations with her before the Boala, before the paramour, we're going to say that we're going to rely on the first husband's Bia. In other words, she's a widow, and she was married to Reuven. Reuven died. Now Shimon is doing the Ma'amar with her. So that Bia. So that will be the circumstance under which it will work. And so we think we have a working shot, even though the shot seems kind of strained. We have a working shot of the Mishnah in Masechet Sota, and the working shot leads me to believe that the Tana of the Mishnah holds that Yesh Bia L'Psulo, there's a Bia for P'sulo, that this man, not Yesh Kupal, not Bia, there's Kupal L'Psulo, that this man, he takes the Shavua Shlos, Titi, a main shows a titi of Russo and Asua that she didn't stray when she was in Arusa. So it means that even though he had relations with her when she was in her father's house, so he had relations with her first, and then she was Mizana, and then he brought her to a chuppah but didn't have Bia with her. So if all those facts are true, then we have a raya that there's Bia the Psula, that there's a chuppah the Psula. The chuppah was effective, and here the Gemara is like, moving a little bit beyond the way we understood the Machlok originally, and they had that in the R scroll. So Yesh chuppah the Psula, and we had an analogous case by the Yavam and the Yavama that he did Ma'amar with her, but it's going like Beit Shammai holds that Ma'amar is a Kinyan Doraisa, and the Ma'amar is so strong, she's considered Tachad Ishek for the Ma'amar, and as a result of that, and then the Bia she had with the first husband. Okay, that's the working shot. Now, the Rashi has a different shot as well. In the alternative shot, Rashi says that when we say that Ma'amar is connected in Gamur, it means that Ma'amar extinguishes the Zika. So once they do Ma'amar, there's no Yibum situation between both of them. And so the Bia doesn't work anymore once you do Ma'amar. There's no Bia, it doesn't work anymore. He says, Musirin through Chopa, Kari La Shomer Yavama Fila Harbia. Sorry, somebody's calling on my phone. Okay. Mishum Hachi Karela Shomer Yavam Apila Harbia. So he says. So one second. Right. So he says here, this is the end of footnote 7, according to the alternative shot, the Mishnah refers to where the Avam performed a Ma'amar, making the Avam a regular Rusa, and then cohabited with her promiscuously. She does not thereby become an Nesua, and her subsequent seclusion indeed follows her husband's cohabitation with her. So in other words, he does Ma'amar with her. Now she's like a regular wife. She still needs chuppah, but there's no more connection. Then he has relations with her, but the relations with her is like any other, like the other guy who had relations with his Arusa in the father's house, and then he has to do chuppah with her. So that's the alternative explanation. Okay, Now, let me just get through this and then we'll pause, okay?
So the Gemara Bia was L'shem Sinut?
Say again, right, L'shem Sinut. Okay, now, but again, so L'shem Sinut does nothing by the regular woman. It's only when with the Yavama that we got into all things L'shem Sinut. So he says here, so on line 6 or 7, so Ihachi Hainu Arusa. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, so the both cases are really analogous. Now, this question works better with the pshat that I just said, which is actually Rashi's first pshat, because then it's a legal equivalent of Arusa. If you say the first way I did it, it's one case is Yibam and one case is Arusa, and it's hard to understand the question. So the Gemara says, Nisua Knusa Lav Karameltahi. So the Mishnah also mentioned Nisua Knusa. So Nisua was after the regular marriage, and Knusa was after the Yibam. Ela Nisua Didei. Nisua means he's marrying a woman. Who Knusa the Chavrei, it's his friend's wife, meaning for the brothers, his late brother's wife. Hachanami Arusa Didei. Shemir Yavam the Chavrei. So Arusa refers, he gets his own wife. Shemir Yavam, he gets his friend's wife. But in Hachanami, either they are like substantially the same. Okay, now, so with all what's all said and done, with this, we have a raya for Rav from the Mishnah with Rav Sheshet that Yesh Chuppah L'Psulin. Now, I have another, let me do another 6 lines to be done with the Sugya, and then we'll pause, okay? Now, Rav Papa Amar, Hai Tanahu. Rav Papa says there is no raya, and the Tana of our Mishnah is this Tana. The Tanya, a mekanin la la rusa la hashkotak shirusa. Mekanin means like to kinu. Kinu is the warning. We don't give her a warning when she's a rusa to give her the beisotam when she's a rusa. Avo mekanin la la hashkotak shinesua. We can warn her when she's a rusa to give her the water when she's a nesua. So it means apparently Rapapa is rejecting the idea we said before. We said that, and it's famous member Chazal, the water only checks her out if the ish is menuka mi'avon. So if, you know, she's been alone with a man and we suspect she's, you know, engaged in illicit relations, then he's not allowed to have relations with her. So if he does, he's doing an aveira, then the water wouldn't check her. But apparently Rav Papa doesn't subscribe to that. So Rav Papa just says, it just all means, the pshat in the Mishnah, but again, leaving aside the proof about chuppah, is that you can give a kinui when she's in a rusa. And then what she does, whatever she does, and then after the nisuin, you'll bring her to Bezdin, and then she'll be tachat ishei. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar al yidei Gilgul. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says no. We misunderstood the Mishnah altogether. The Mishnah is saying not that you're going to have kinui, you know, when she's an arusa or a shomeret yavam. The Mishnah is saying when a man warns his wife and then she violates the warning of the eidim seer, she's secluding herself. Let's say a regular woman. So we say, you know, were you mizane with Ploni? She takes a shvua, no. Then we say, were you ever mizane? In other words, like Gilgul shvua. In other words, like now, amen, amen, Gilgul shvua. Were you ever mizane when you were a rusa? Were you ever mizane here, there, in the other case? That's all it's saying. But in terms of the formalities of the mesota, is not the rusa case. Okay. Somebody keeps, you know, I'm muting themselves before I'm ready, but now I'm ready. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I said so far?
The guy who couldn't keep his hands off of her,
right,
in her father's house when she was right in Arusa,
right,
is he someone who can tell her, who can cause her to drink? Is he, you know, Naki from Avon?
So that the Gemara took it that in other words, it's not perfect in his conduct, but he hasn't committed any, you know, like isure erva by, you know, by having relations with his arusa. In other words, it's really his wife, but it's wife before nisuin, after erusin. So it's not correct to have relations with the woman until you go through nisuin. But in Hakinami, the Gemara is saying that he could do that. He could do that.
After such incorrect behavior, he could cause her to drink.
It's not such egregious behavior. But it's not correct, but apparently it doesn't rise to level.
I mean, they were from Yehuda. They used to have that anyway. They used to be a...
But the Gemara is not referring to that case, but all right.
All right.
Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Everybody good?
Well, okay. Whatever Papa say? How did Rav Papa answer the question? Rav Papa. How did Rav Papa answer the question?
Okay, here's a soup. Rav Papa is just explaining the Mishnah. Rav Papa is not helping, assure proof about, Yesh Chuppah L'Psulo. He's not talking about that. He's just explaining what the Mishnah means. So Rav Papa says that this Tana, the Tana of the Mishnah, holds that you can do Kinui when she's an Arusa, and then if she fools around, and then he does Nisuin, and then he can bring her to Bezdin. That's all Rav Papa is saying.
So you could have Bia with her between.
He's saying Rav Papa apparently rejects the, in other words, in Achinami, he shouldn't have Bia with her. But Rav Papa apparently does not accept the limud that Bizman Shabal Naki Me'avon, that the Mayim is Bodeker. He doesn't accept that. All right. If there are no other questions, I'm moving on. Okay, let's move on. So we're around line 15. Last word learned is Shalach. Everybody mute themselves, please. Shalach Rav Chanina Mishmein Rav Yochanan. Rav Chanina sent the name Rav Yochanan. So I assume he's sending to Eretz Yisrael, right? He says, yeah. Rabbi Yochanan's in Eretz Yisrael, so he's sending the ruling from Eretz Yisrael in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Ba'osa Mamar B'Yevinto. Now, we're going to talk about everybody's a Kohen or a Bat Kohen here, okay? So a person does Mamar, and if you remember we learned Mamar, again, not according to Beit Shammai, Mamar is, Kiddushim on a Drabbanim level, which the Chum said you should do. B'Yevinto. In other words, there are two surviving brothers. In other words, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben was married to Rachel, and Reuben's a Kohen, and Rachel's a Bat Kohen. Then Reuben dies, and then Shimon does Mamar with Rachel, but Shimon also has a brother, Levi. So, Apilu Kohen, Behi Kohenet, Paslam and Truma. So, he passes her from Truma with the Mamar, because at this point she's opened up to the possibility. Now, once he does Mamar with her, so they're married on a Drabban level. Now, Levi could still come forward and do Yibum with her on a Daraisa level, but then Levi would be violating the. Please, I need a silence and I'll pause in a bit, okay? We can't have open discussion every minute, okay? I'll pause in 10 lines, be patient, So the Gemara says, "Apilu kohen v'hi kohen and paslam natrumas." So Levi could still do yibum with her, but if he does yibum with her, so that would be an aveira. So the statement of Rabbi Yochanan is: if a person does mamar with yibama, so now she was eating truma, but now he does mamar with her. But he's got another brother who also could do yibum with her. So because of that. Even if he's a Kohen and she's a Bar Kohen, Paslam and a Truma. She forfeits her right to eat Truma until he does Yibum, then she can have the Truma. So the Gemara says, Laman, according to which sheet did the Rabbi Yochanan say this? Elaim of the Rameir, if he said it within Rameir, remember Rameir said that when you do Kiddushin with somebody who's Pasal to you, so then you forfeit your right to Truma. He said, Rameir's shita was when I'm lined up for a bia psula on a Torah level, right? In other words, the woman's a grusha and she has kiddushin with the Kohen. Rameir says, that's it. She forfeits her right to truma. He never said, if I'm lined up to violate a din drabanan, that I forfeit my right to truma. In other words, it could be that one scenario. Rameir never said that. So if it's not Rameir, the Elul Rablazer of Reb Shimon, maybe he works with Rablazer of Shimon. So the Gemara says, Hashta Mishamer, there'll be a psula the right to Akla. Rablazer of Shimon are even more lenient. They hold when she's lined up for a psula, she eats truma. So the Rabbana Nibayas, the Rabbana certainly she should eat. All right. You had a question? Who had a question before? Go ahead.
When you have when you're in a position where you do mamar, if it doesn't, if Levi wants to do yibum, she needs a get from the other one, right?
She should get a get from Shimon, right? She should.
So we look, which makes her a grusha, and then she's out of the parsha.
Right. So that's also
anyway.
Also problematic. Now let's see back. So now the Gemara says we're 15 lines from the bottom. So we don't understand Rabbi Yochanan's statement as it was reported by Rabbi Chanina. Rather, when Ravin came from Eretz Israel, Ravin is reporting what Rabbi Yochanan said. And frequently the Gemara has Ravimi and Ravin, you know, reporting back from Eretz Israel. Elokiata Ravin Amar, Asaba Mamar B'Yavimto, that a person did Yibama Mamar with his Yibama, Divriya Kol Akla, not the way we said before. Everybody agrees she can eat truma. Yesho Achalal, if he has a brother who's a Chalal, now a halal is, let's say, it would be, let's say, the offspring from, let's say, they have the same father who's a Kohen, but then the father married a Grusha at some point in his life, and he had this son. So a halal has none of the rights of Kohenim. So, and the halal certainly can't, you know, cause you to eat truma. He says, Nishto ach halal, if there's another brother out there who's a halal, and he, that brother, could do evil with her, Libriya Kol Eino Chalal. Everybody agrees she doesn't eat truma, meaning even Reb Lazar of Shimon holds she doesn't eat truma. Lo nekwaku, but the machloket between Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we're going to see, Elish Tanatama get, where he gave her a get. Now, when the Yavam gives a get to the Yavama, if you recall, so that locks him in on a Drabana level to go forward with Chalitza. Okay, so now the machloket is shenatam laget. So she's the Yavama, and the Yavam gives her a get. So where does that leave her with truma? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ochelet, Reish Lakish Amar Ein Ochelet. So the machloket whether she gets the truma now or not. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ochelet. Rabbi Yochanan says she eats truma. Apil Rameir Da Amar Ein Ochelet. Even according to Rameir, who says that when you do Kiddushin with a person who's asked to you, don't eat it. Not even the Mishnah will be a psula deraita. That's where I'm lined up for a psula on the raisa level. Aval drabanan akla. So here, when he gave her when he gave her the get, the possibilities are that he or another brother would go forward with the Yibam. One second, let me take a look. One second. Right. So here, if they go forward, they would be violating a dindra bana. So he says that she could still eat the truma. She could still eat the truma. He says, "Odrban afla, Reish Lakish amar in ochelet, afilu Reblazer Reb Shimon to Amri ochelet, even Reblazer Reb Shimon." Who said that she can continue to eat if she had kiddusha, let's say grusha with a kohen head yod, that somebody who has the koach to cause her to eat truma in a different situation. In other words, if they would do erusin with somebody who's not a grusha. Here means using the instrumentality of a get, he can't cause somebody to eat truma low. So the Gemara says, "B'chi teima." Let me say like this: "Hakanami yeshu lachila b'chozeret." No, they do have a power to cause her to eat truma. If she's a bat kohen, and I give her a get, then she goes back to her father's house and eats truma. So they do have a power using the same mechanism in another situation to cause somebody to eat truma. So the Gemara says, "No, chozeret paskanine ukurva l'beinasha." Chozeret isn't like causing him to eat on truma my account. It's severing our ties, and now you're on your own, and now you're eating truma with your own sechuyot. Aval ha agidame. This woman is linked to him. All right, let's just summarize what we did. Then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts, and then that will be it for tonight. Okay. So we're gonna. I'm not gonna go over the first lashon, The second lashon is that where a person does mamor with his yibama. So everybody holds, according to Rav in the name of Yochanan, that if you do mamor with yibama, that she eats truma. And everybody agrees, if he is an ach who's a kalal, then she can't eat, even though he did mamar, because she could possibly have relations with this kalal brother. So that's going to pass on her for it. He says, but the machloket, there is a machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, if the Yavama gives her a get. So Rabbi Yochanan says, even though he gives her the get, she still continues to eat, even according to Shita Rebeir, because the mayor only held it was a problem once Mishtamer Labi Psula Doraisa, that he's possibly lined up for Labi Psula on a Doraisa level, in other words, like the Grusha with the Kohen head yoke. Here, at worst, she would have relations with the person who gave her the get, which would be a Dinza Rabbanon. So she can continue to eat the Truma. And then Reish Lakish holds, she doesn't have Truma anymore. Even according to, he says, according to everybody, even according to the Blas of Shimon, who say that she normally can eat truma when, let's say, the grusha with the Kohen head yod, but that's because we discussed this earlier in the previous Gemara. That's because they have a koach with Erusin to cause somebody to eat truma in a different situation. Here, the yavam, has no koach with the get to cause it to eat truma. So Gemara says, doesn't he have a koach to cause it to eat truma? If you divorce a bat kohen and she goes back to her father's house, she eats truma. Divorce is that's not analogous. That's like severing the tie. That's not because of him. That's severing the tie causing her to eat truma. But in terms of their own zikuyah, it's not. Okay. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? What's up?
That thing that you just said sounds more semantic, but we'll let that one go.
Which is the semantic part? About severing the tie?
He's not causing her to go back and be able to eat.
No. It's saying you're not getting the truma because of me. In other words, because of my zikuyot as a kohen, I'm not causing you to eat the truma. I'm severing, then you're on your own. It happens you have truma from another source. But I'm not causing you to eat the truma. Go ahead, next.
I get it. Okay. Maybe I'm still missing something in Mamar, but when someone does Mamar with a Shomeret Yavam, why can one say that the Halal can come and swoop her from the brother who did the Mamar? In other words, isn't it like he's putting his marker there?
Yeah, he did put his marker there, but the marker is only there on a Drabana level. In Achinami, if the halal came in and did yibam with her, so the halal would acquire her on a Torah level. So, but that's the situation.
But would that be proper? Forget the fact that he's a halal.
No, it wouldn't be proper. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right. I think we need to tonight. Let me look 21 seconds.